This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, here's the deal. I was on a couple shows this morning, and each time I mentioned that Peter Daszak and Bill Gates were involved in the Ukraine labs, they got blown away and didn't believe it. I thought, wait a minute, I've read that, I know that, it's in documentaries, it's on record. And then I went and looked online, and no one has written a new article about it. But I've got a big stack of documents and news articles where it's on record before COVID that he was doing it. So that's going to be some big news when people figure out the same folks running the Wuhan lab were running those, and it ties into Bill Gates and the usual suspects. So that's coming up. The announcement of kill your dog, kill your cat to save the earth and stop Putin. I'm not joking, it's mainstream news. That is all coming up as well. But first, I want our listeners to be healthy and happy. And I want to sell you products that I know are amazing so that you get great results, so you're happy with me, and so you come back again and buy products and keep us on air. It's a symbiotic relationship. It's like if I ran a restaurant, I'd want it to be a clean kitchen with really great food and great service and a family atmosphere so you'd come back and that your grandkids 50 years later would be coming there. That's the type of guy I am. I want a long-term relationship with you. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I have all the answers, but I have goodwill for you. I know you've got goodwill for me. So I was looking at our different products that are great for your immune system. X2, X3, vitamin D3 gummies, and winter sun, and some of the other great products that are amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. But then I went out to our herbal tincture supplier, who is the biggest top name in the country, but obviously they can't say they work with us, or they'll get death threats and bomb threats, and you know, even the New York Times has attacked them and tried to act like they're bad and all the rest of it. They're great people, and they still make a large part of our products, the tinctures. They use the best source, the highest source, and cold pressed, which takes 3 or 4 times on average with the herb to get you the same amount of liquid. So you're not getting something watered down. You're getting something extremely pure. And so all the products we're selling are great for your immune system and your body in the supplement department. But I asked them a year ago, and then just time flew and they had problems in getting all the ingredients, to give me a wildcrafted, organic, high-end booster for immune systems for adults, for old people, for brown skin folks particularly, who don't get as much sun, and for children. This is for me. It's for my daughter. It's for my son, my daughters and son. This is what I'm going to be using in my household. So, introducing, ladies and gentlemen, Immune Support from InfoWarsLife.com. It's our newest product. It's out of the gates. It's a limited run. It has the highest-end elderberry, highest-end quality echinacea, highest-end quality astragalus root, the very best angelica root, lomatium root, and more. And it is extremely concentrated. This is what you put under your tongue, let it sit there for about a minute, it doesn't taste bad, and then swallow it. And you should take this, in my view, every night when you go to bed so it can get into your cells and your body, and it is amazing. You need to go read about the ingredients it's got, and then get the other great products at InfoWarsStore.com as well, like BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, not synthetic. Back in stock, 40% off. VasoBeats for your cardiovascular and heart, the strongest beet concentrate you're going to find out there that creates nitrous oxide in the blood that just flushes and cleans you out. It's back in stock, 40% off. And, of course, our vitamin D3 high-end gummy bears for your immune system and body. It's back in stock as well, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's those purchases that fund our operation and keep us on air. We have the Fizzy Magnesium with both types of magnesium. Nobody else I know has those. It's got the high-end type in it. That is so good for your whole body and all electrochemical activities as well. These are all really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. The Fizzy Magnesium has been sold out for over 8 months because of supply chain breakdowns. It's now back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com to order or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you for all your support and keeping us on air throughout the years. Now, we're going to go to break. And this next subject is so incredible that I just am going to have trouble not getting pissed off, but I'm going to do the best job I can. But they are openly saying kill your dogs and cats now. I told you, folks, which is another word for your children.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure, pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot T-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
What does Klaus Schwab and the UN and the Davos Group mean by you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, and you'll like it? What do they mean by all their public announcements in movies and TV everywhere that you're going to eat bugs and you're not going to get any type of meat anymore? What does it mean when they say you're not going to have a car anymore, not even electric cars? They're selling you on dystopia. They're destroying civilization. They're reversing the Renaissance that built all this incredible technology and medicine and science and literature. They are waging war against it, and they're waging war against the human family of men and women who are the species. A man is not the species. A woman is not the species. We are the species. We are inseparable. We are connected eternally. And so in the attack on humanity, there's an attack on all life on the planet, a globalist attempt to take over all carbon-based life forms. In the transhumanist screeds of the UN and the Davos Group, they say they're going to create new life that through survival of the fittest will dominate and erase all life on Earth as we know it. So when you hear the left and the globalists and all their different high priests saying the end of the human era is here, humans will be extinct by 2045, population reduction of 90% by 2030, you now see how they're going to get you there very quickly. Famine, lockdowns, wars, starvation, where they pose as the saviors the whole time, believing you have such horrible Stockholm syndrome, you can't believe they're doing it to you because that would be too frightening. So you shift into Stockholm syndrome and submit to your abusers. You must shift out of the Stockholm syndrome and realize resistance is life, resistance is victory, submission is death, submission is humiliation, submission is the end of the species as we know it. So here's a few articles. Men's Journal has a good one. There's one out of the Smithsonian. Men and dogs, what's behind our 26,000-year partnership? Now, whether you believe that number or not, the point is, dogs came from wolves, bred by us. It turns out in major studies, they're more attuned to what we do now than they are to other dogs, especially with like labs and spaniels and things like that. There are studies out on it. Here's Smithsonian. A new study finds very young dogs with little human contact can understand pointing gestures and much more because they have been already trained epigenetically by humans with their deep relationship. Well, if the cult can get between men and women and our children and tell us they're going to sterilize our children and that, you know, 6'4" men with giant penises can become, you know, champion swimmers against the women, well, then they can do anything. They can make us accept convicted pedophiles at drag queen story time with five-year-olds bouncing on their laps. We will accept anything. I want to play a short clip. This is aired on British television as a public service announcement. and this is from 3 years ago, and they've got new reports out, too, saying, oh, your carbon footprint, get rid of your dog, get rid of your cat. Your cat has a bigger carbon footprint than a car because it eats meat, and meat eating is bad. Carbon's part of the cycle on this planet. It's part of the fertilizer. It's part of everything. And the carbon we take out of the ground and put back in the atmosphere was making the atmosphere richer and better. Our atmosphere was very thin compared to a million years ago or 25 million years ago. That's not debated. Oxygen and carbon dioxide are trace gases that have been much higher previously. We live in a carbon-deprived environment, and it's literally biblical that we're now mining it out of the earth and terraforming the planet. The globalists want that ended. They want carbon shut down, and they've trained people religiously to hate carbon when carbon is life-giving. And now they come for our pets. Billionaire-owned Bloomberg says Americans should eat lentils and let their pets die to cope with inflation. They go on to say, don't give them medical treatment, euthanize them for the earth, and eat lentils, and drive less and lower the speed limits. They're screwing you. They're robbing you. And they also say, raise taxes, the Democrats are proposing. Biden is proposing raising gas taxes to lower prices. That would actually, of course, increase prices. Take the bus. Don't buy in bulk. You actually save money by buying in bulk. Try lentils instead of meat. Nobody said this would be fun. Oh, really? Klaus Schwab said we would like it. That's how we chronicle and forecast what's coming, because we research it and we understand that Larry Fink runs the whole show. And he said he's going to starve you out and then make you submit to his social system. Bloomberg reports from the great resignation to lying flat. Workers are opting out while they get replaced by foreign workers. They think they're part of a revolution of laziness. They're being made obsolete. All of this extremely, incredibly predatory. So here's British television with a public service announcement about getting rid of your animals.
We're a nation of pet lovers. More than half of us have one. But did you know our furry friends are contributing to climate change? Some researchers have found the eco-paw print of a dog is twice that of a typical SUV driven for 6,000 miles a year. The food for one pet pooch emits nearly twice as much carbon the average UK household uses in a year for electricity. And according to research by the Victoria University in Wellington, a cat's eco-footprint is roughly the same as a small car. Cat litter is also full of mineral-based products, which are harmful to the environment. And the growing demand for plastic toys also contributes to environmental damage. But it's not just our pets. A single cow produces up to 120 kilograms of methane per year. And there's around 1.5 billion cattle worldwide. And it's this methane that's more damaging to our climate than the carbon dioxide produced by cars. So, is it time that we give up our pets in order to save our planet?
And now they cut right to the chase and just say, kill them. See, animals, dogs and cats are a metaphor for children. We already abort our children. Now they're saying they got bills introduced to keep babies alive 26 weeks after they're born. They must get you to go against your own will, your own common sense. You know, cults, a lot of cults make you kill your animal when you join. The Nazis would make the SS officers when they were in training, in their officer training schools, they would make them raise a German Shepherd for a year and then strangle it to death to prove themselves, to prove we'll take the deadly shot. We'll suspend our own common sense. We'll do whatever you say, and we won't research the carbon cycle of carbon dioxide, oxygen, water, and sunlight on this planet. Dogs, cats, and climate change. What your pet's carbon footprint? Forbes, get rid of them. By owning a pet, you're doing more damage to the environment than you might realize. Oh, is your family pet bad for the environment? And all these articles about get rid of your dogs. And then it moves right to science proves kids are bad for the earth. Morality suggests we stop having them. You are bad. Life is bad. Ladies and gentlemen, there were just as many buffalo, tens of millions of them, that's estimated that are cows today in the U.S. It's the exact same animal eating grass, creating fertilizer for the rest of the life, putting gases in the atmosphere. That's the life cycle. But they're training you that you're bad. Oh, but nuclear reactors aren't, and GMO isn't, and nanotech isn't. Oh, no, that's all fine. Climate change is making people think twice about having children. The critics and the ethics of having children in the age of climate. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Don't have children. You're bad. Your normal biological action's bad. Our patch gobbling up the planet. Look, now they're evil devils that have got to be killed. But, of course, in the interim, you can pay them and be registered and jump through hoops and do carbon offsets. And then you can do it. Daily Mail, environmental campaigner, says owning pets is selfish and cruel. Only they are the good guys. And while you're busy hearing you've got to get rid of your dog or cat to save the earth, the climate lockdowns and now the new grain shortages are going to kill tens of millions more people in Africa. But wink, wink, leftists think if they kill people, it's a non-zero-sum game. It's a zero-sum game to them. They believe that they get richer by killing people. And the average leftist is actually a hypocritical, lying, devil-worshipping, greedy scumbag that signed on with the globalists as if they'll be part of the takeover. They themselves will be exterminated as well. Useful idiots.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta. Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, back to the idea that the state would seek to define your morality, it requires an array of tools to do that. When you look at fascism, as opposed to communism, the distinction, so the communists would want to seize the means of production and have the state own all of them. Fascism is that partnership you spoke of. So a better word for fascism is actually corporatism. It's the merger of state and corporate power. But rather than the state seizing the means of production, it begins a partnership with corporates for the purposes of profit. And that's what we began witnessing happening under the COVID period. Huge, powerful, some of the wealthiest companies on the planet, big tech companies, big pharmaceutical companies, Pfizer, right? If you were to look up who paid the largest criminal fine in history, the results that pop up is Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline, two big pharmaceuticals. The assumption that these companies, and Violation Tracker, you can go to the website, it lists all of the fines, that fraud and all of this stuff that they've had to pay, huge fines, huge, largest, you know, fines that you find. The assumption that these companies exist for your benefit is one that really must be interrogated. They exist for profit, and you are the product. You are the thing that needs to be exploited for the purposes of profit. So when the state began a partnership with these corporates, I took the view that during the COVID mandate period in particular, our states, whether it's here in the US, in the United Kingdom, were no longer serving their people, but rather they were serving vested interests for the purposes of maximizing profit. That's fascism. That's what Mussolini did. And it's how you utilize industry for the purposes of maximizing profit to deliver a certain goal. And in that process, people are simply cogs in the wheel. The individual no longer matters. And it's incredibly, incredibly dangerous. And again, if you don't have that spiritual grounding, then there's a void, and that void is filled by the state. And your morality then gets defined by the state. And
Majid Nawaz, I've known about him for years.
Former
radical Muslim, now basically a Western / you could say Christian convert. But the point is that he's probably the most articulate person out there. Every time I see him talking about COVID, but politics in general, and I really want to get him on the show. I was amazed when he was on Joe Rogan, watched the whole thing a few months ago. And the only other person I know that's as articulate is Laura Logan, who is just incredible the way she breaks things down and describes them. We're very, very blessed to have people like that. Another great person that we have is Dr. Ben Marble, who runs MyFreeDoctor.com. He's helped tens of thousands upon tens of thousands of people that would have died when their doctors and their pharmacists were not prescribing things that do save people. And the studies are all out on that now, and he did it for basically at cost, or a lot of times for free, at MyFreeDoctor.com. He's not a sponsor, but I'm promoting him because of the great work he's doing. And I wanted to get him to town to come on the shows and just do some rounds here because, boy, have we not been vindicated with COVID being exposed as a period, as a power grab, as a criminal movement. And again, you're a medical doctor. You're now a leading telehealth provider in all 50 states. You created MyFreeDoctor.com as at the beginning of the pandemic to save lives by providing accessible, affordable, and effective health care to everyone. Just like the website name states, the telehealth visits are free. The services is purely donation-based. If you suspect you may be getting ill, especially from COVID-19, do not delay. Head to MyFreeDoctor.com to get access to a licensed doctor who can provide care for you and access to effective treatments for diseases. MyFreeDoctor.com. Now that we've seen all this come out, now that we've seen it confirmed they made it in a lab, confirmed they suppressed treatments, confirmed they lied about real death numbers with COVID, and then now the death numbers from the vaccine, I'll go over some of those slides and documents I've got here. How angry does this make you? And where do you see this going? Because they want to kind of pull back from the lockdowns around the world, but they admit in their own documents that we've covered here. Fauci even admitted on TV last week they're going to bring them back after the midterms. But they know they pushed the public too far, so now we're awake and angry and pushing back. Now they want to go away, and the Washington Post is saying, how dare the main political movement be anti-lockdown and anti-mask? We're getting rid of it. No, no, we know you did it. We know it's part of Klaus Schwab. We know it's about the New World Order. So the New World Order's attempt to use this biomedical freakout and power grab to make trillions of dollars and kill a bunch of us is backfiring, but how do we make sure it continues to backfire and they get brought to justice? Because it got picked up by National News and Media Matters when you were a guest and you said, look, I'm not going to kill anybody, and I'm not saying go out and kill these people, but I think the people that created the virus and released it should be executed. And I said, well, after a jury of their peers. And I mean, seriously, yeah. I do believe Fauci, for what he did with the HIV stuff, deserves a death penalty. Don't kill him, folks. He needs to be arrested. And I think we can get to that point. And I think Bill Gates deserved to go to prison. His wife was divorcing him and saying he's bad now over it. And I think Peter Daszak needs to go to prison for what he did. Now we learn he's heavily involved in the labs overseas. So I'm ranting here, sir. And it's really great to have you.
Great to be here. Appreciate you having me back. Certainly, I agree with everything you said. Where to begin? There's so much. The level of evil that's going on globally is just astronomical with everything that's going on. We have to hold these evildoers accountable. So how to make that happen is the big, the $1 billion question or the $1 trillion question. When everything's corrupt and the World Economic Forum has bribed all the courts and all the systems and around the world, that's the great question that remains to be answered, is how do we hold these people accountable? We know everything they did. We know Fauci, Dr. Death Fauci, funded the creation, the gain-of-function research in Wuhan. We know he created this Frankenstein virus. It's man-made virus. He put together parts of SARS-1 with parts of RSV, with parts of HIV, and then put the spike protein poison bioterror weapon on top of it, all combined together. That's why I call it a Frankenstein virus, COVID-19. Into COVID-19. So he paid for that and funded it. So basically every COVID death is a murder by Dr. Death Fauci. So that's why I say he's the greatest mass murderer in the history of the world. Now the problem is they've already given 5 billion doses of this poison. We know it's poison. Everybody knows it's poison. Everybody knows somebody, a friend or family member that's had a heart attack or a stroke or a blood clot by now, that so many doses have been delivered. So how do we put a stop to this? How do we get this poison banned?
And they're now running ads everywhere. Oh, it's normal for kids to have strokes and heart attacks, too. Oh, yeah, heart attacks and strokes are way up. It's normal.
Yeah, it's complete insanity. They're just so over the top with their lies. And, the doctors, myself, Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, and a lot of the other doctors that were on Joe Rogan and Majid Nawaz, we have basically blown the whistle on this great big lie, and the masses in general don't believe it anymore, and the general public knows that the media and the government are lying to everybody. And so, of course, they switch the narrative to the war. Once they realize the lie is up and it has been exposed, then they're just going to switch the narrative. And then, we have people like, Zelensky is a World Economic Forum puppet. We know that. So why is everybody jumping onto his bandwagon as if he's some kind of great hero? He talks about democracy, but he acts like a fascist banning all these political parties, and he claims that's democracy. That's not democracy. We don't have democracy.
Absolutely. And I don't think the globalists are like in cahoots with Putin, but Putin mass troops said, say you're not going to join NATO, I'm going to invade. And then Biden said, go ahead and invade, we won't stop you. That was the green light, so they could then use the invasion as the pretext for the new distraction. So it was all done in front of us. A deal was made in public with Putin to do this.
Correct. And that's what I wonder, what remains to be seen is the mystery. Is Putin still working with the World Economic Forum like he has in the past, or is he now going rogue against them? Because the old phrase.
Let's talk about it when we come back. Dr. Ben Marble, stay there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now that we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalistic groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Baby. Oh, baby, I'm going to teach you what love's all about tonight.
Trust me, honey.
Trust me, honey, and the pain's gonna be
all right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, the great Elvis bringing us in. So Dr. Ben Marble is about to surpass, in all 50 states, 200,000 people treated, undoubtedly saved tens of thousands of lives. Before I knew about Dr. Ben Marble, another great doctor here in Texas, Bartlett, got in contact with us, and he had helped so many people. We'll get him back on the show very, very soon. And my dad was going to die and was at 80-something percent oxygen until he got the ivermectin, budesonide. Within 5-6 hours, he was back above 90% and bounced back very quickly mentally. It took him a month or so, but very, very serious. But I wanted you to recap, because during the break, we were talking about it, about what woke you up and how you've been, I think, the person to treat most people out of thousands of great doctors and other healthcare providers that said, screw the system, I'm going to give people access to legal, lawful prescription drugs that have been proven to be safe and effective that big evil pharma didn't want the public to know about. So tell us a little bit about your story, and then I want to drill into the huge developments with the whole COVID narrative.
Well, you know, I didn't become a doctor to sit on the sidelines and watch people die. So early on, spring of 2020, I realized that Dr. Death, Fauci, everything they were recommending was basically wrong. And so I just ignored everything he said and started. I had been doing some telemedicine already. And so I just President Trump had come on television. He said he wanted doctors practicing across state lines. And when he said that, at that point, I started just delivering all 50 states, treating everybody I could and doing it for free. And eventually, you know, we decided to start asking for donations. And so we do treat everybody for free, but we do ask for a donation at the end. And things just snowballed over time, and I got...
That's something Trump did that was good. He was early on saying, no, let people try therapeutics. He tried to put out the good news about them, and they tried to suppress him.
Correct, and he was on the money about hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine does work, and so does ivermectin. You know, I was the first, on March the 18th, I told everybody on Facebook, you know, if I get COVID, I'll take hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc. And so that was the early protocol. Eventually we added ivermectin and budesonide and a few other drugs to it. Certainly Trump was right on the money about hydroxychloroquine. What happened was the big pharma, they had to trash talk hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin because if they were officially approved as COVID treatments, then they could never get approval for the fake vaccine poison, which now has been given to 5 billion people. So that was the motive for them trashing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Recently, there was a study came out last week that claimed ivermectin didn't work. Who paid for that study? Bill Gates. So, you know, they pay for the studies to get the results they want. Scientists can be bribed, too. Doctors can be bribed.
That's right. They want to own our bodies. It is a genetic engineering transhumanist takeover, an overwrite, a corporate takeover of our bodies. That's what the COVID power grab is at the end of the day.
Absolutely. The World Economic Forum, the evildoers, they're God-hating transhumanists. They don't like God. They hate God. And they don't like just religion in general. And
they want to be God.
They want to be God. They want to play God by editing your God-given genome.
By raping him.
Correct. And people don't understand. They think this is just some safe vaccine, but it's not. It's gene editing poison. It permanently marks your DNA forever. You're permanently marked. So that sounds awfully a lot like the mark of the beast to me, because it does mark your DNA, and that's a permanent thing.
That's incredible. Let's look at some of these articles. CDC credibility takes another blow after another mistake exaggerating death numbers, exaggerating how good the shot is. It actually erases your immune system.
Well, I'd call them the Center for Death Control.
That's right. Here's another one. I want to play this clip out of China this month. This is what's coming to the rest of the world. This video is from March of this month. In China, if you don't do daily mandatory COVID tests, police will come to your door, arrest you, and you will get at least 1 year prison sentence. Let's go ahead and roll that video.
不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是
biggest authoritarian country ever seen. 100 million of their own citizens killed. And they put the mask over him, tackle him, and take him away to the camp. And they're never going to take those stupid masks off. It's the ceremonial garb you wear while you're engaged in tyranny.
It's because the new swastika, what I say, it has no function other than to let people know you're part of the evildoer crowd.
Well, that's right. It's just like wearing an armband. Yep. It shows you're under the hypnosis.
Yeah, the global mass psychosis is very real.
We're going to show you some video now for TV viewers. I'll describe it for radio listeners. One of their cities where 37 million people are locked down and thousands of vans. Every one of those is a white government van, same ones they use for mobile executions. And they are just pulling up to take hundreds of thousands of people away to camps. That is an organized, tyrannical government practicing martial law and total dictatorship under Xi Jinping, who his main minion is Bill Gates and others, and now exporting that here to the West. Dr. Marble?
That's the Great Reset summed up. They're trying to cull the human herd. It's nuts. You know the new variant, Batu, B-A-2? What's Batu is Ba-Ba. What is that? That's the sound sheep make. They're making
Batu, Ba, Ba.
Exactly.
They're openly
mocking us. It's crazy.
Well, you know, they did that in the SPARS document. Came out 3 years before with the Rockefellers and others before they released COVID. It's set in 2023, 2025, 2028. It's set 2020, 2023. They even have the tweets modeled with the COVID-19. They just flipped the numbers around. They wanted us to know they planned the whole thing years before.
Oh, absolutely. It is the pandemic, and, you know, they've done it out in the open. How they're not haven't been held accountable yet is a mystery to me. But they have to be held accountable. Not holding them accountable means we all wind up dead.
I was out in California last week, Doc, and a bunch of places wouldn't let us in, the restaurants and places, without the vaccine passport.
I went to D.C., the same exact thing, for the Defeat the Mandates event, and lo and behold, you couldn't go in anywhere in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, without a mask or a vaccine passport. So I just didn't go in. I didn't go anywhere.
You can't get a cop if you need one. You're being mugged. But oh, they're there to make sure you put this experimental mRNA in your body so you can buy and sell.
So it's kind of crazy because people, you know, Zelensky wants to talk about democracy. Meanwhile, they're doing all this fascist stuff, forcing people with lockdowns and masks and forcing people to take poison they don't want to take. So for them to even claim democracy exists is just a great big lie. That should be obvious to anybody.
That's right. Look at this sign. We don't hire the unvaccinated. Go home. And then look at this. This is a great meme with a quote by Jason Christopher. There's a very firm psychological reason why the catchphrase of the day is follow the science and not confirm the science, validate the science, debate the science, or replicate the science. Science is never settled or followed unless evil is trying to set a trap for the public.
Correct. I would say don't follow the science, follow Jesus.
Where do you see all this going?
Well, we have to hold these evil people accountable. What I see happening is the longer Ukraine war drags out, I think Putin's inevitably going to use a nuke on somebody. The question remains to be seen on who. I wish he would drop one on Davos, but that's not, you know, for me to decide. But nothing good is going to happen. Things are going to get worse. What we're having right now is we're witnessing the greatest mass poisoning in human history. Over 5 billion people have been poisoned. So because of that, this year we're going to have the mass die-off of 2022. More people dying this year than any year in human history, period.
By the way, last year, as you and others predicted, record numbers of deaths of the vaccinated.
Correct. Many places like UK now reporting 90% of deaths are in the vaccinated. So it's not a vaccine. It's gene editing poison. I wish people would stop taking poison. This has been the most frustrating thing of my career, trying to convince patients not to take poison. It's maddening. It's crazy.
Dr. Marble, stay right there. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Briefly, I'm just going to say something that I went to our developers a couple of years ago and I said, I really like these best-selling magnesium fizzy drinks that they sell at the grocery stores or that they sell at Whole Foods. I've been taking it for 20 years. I learned with children, especially when they were tired and grumpy but not going to sleep, give them a little bit of that mood stuff or whatever you want to call it, and they would sleep a lot better, and it's good for their heart, their whole electrochemical system. So our developers came up with one that has both types of the good magnesium and tastes even better, and I'm just blown away by it. It's been sold out for 8 months. I'm so glad it's back in. Supply chain breakdowns. Fizzy Magnesium, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. You need to experience it. And then a new item that I've been wanting for 2 years, finally got it in the development deal a year ago, and it's here now. It's immune support from InfoWars Life, elderberry, echinacea, astragalus root, angelica root, and lomatum root. All of these are concentrated, cold-pressed, from one of the top developers in the country. So good for adults, children, everybody. This is something you should be taking every day, 12 months out of the year, and it funds the InfoWar. Immune support now available, InfoWarStore.com. Going back to Dr. Ben Marble. Doc, I've been asking a lot of questions. I got a lot more to hit and a lot more news surrounding COVID, but What do you make of the whole thing falling apart? I mean, that's thanks to you and the listeners and all these other great people. They intended to keep pushing this a lot longer. Now they admit, though, it's leaked. They're going to try to bring it back after the midterms. How big a deal is this?
Oh, it's huge. Certainly, they're part of the brainwashing technique is you do what's called waves of terror, which you do the lockdowns, the forced social distancing and everything, and mask, and then you lighten up for a little bit, for a few months or weeks, and then you come back with it harder. So you go up and down so that they get the masses compliant with, you know, going back and forth on the mask and the social distancing and all that. That's part of how they successfully brainwash everybody.
It's how you train a horse to first give it grain, pet it, put a bridle on it, but don't ride it, then touch it, then put a saddle on it, then a week later try to get up on the horse. It is a process of domestication. It's how pedophiles train children.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, we know this is what's happening. We know this is what they're doing. We've studied, you know, psychology knows how to brainwash people successfully. One of the things, how you break through brainwashing, you can't do it by being nice to people. You have to be rude. You have to insult them. You have to talk them.
You have to get out of your comfort zone because the globals are trying to break your will. Don't let them break your will and don't let them enslave these people. You got to say, wake up! Get out of your control paradigm!
Absolutely. And, you know, you try to wake
up. Just comply and we'll get through this together. No, we won't. It's never ending. Compliance is death.
We will not comply. No way. Never taking the poison. Not going to happen. I wanted to bring up something else. Fake Dr. Jill Biden. Okay. There's a law, maybe you know it, in Congress where Congress can declare the president incompetent and remove him from office because.
25th Amendment.
Okay. 25th Amendment. That's it. Why haven't they 25th Amendment Joe Biden yet? Everybody knows he has dementia. What's going on is the elder abuse of Joe Biden, and they're doing it in front of the entire world. Jill Biden should be arrested for elder abuse, and they should 25th Amendment dementia Joe because he has obvious dementia. We all know it.
Absolutely. Where do you see all this going?
Well, that remains to be seen. I'm hoping that somehow, some way, God sends some effective way to rid us of the World Economic Forum evildoers and their evil plans to destroy humanity and do this coal of the human herd.
I think God sent us you and Rand Paul and myself and Joe Rogan and everybody. We need to expose their plan and say no to it and then call for their indictment and legal and lawful imprisonment.
I pray every day for that to happen, and everybody else should pray for that as well. I would encourage everybody to pray. You know, when you're in times of despair and just overall global deceit and evil, praying is a really useful tool to keep you sane and keep you grounded and keep you, you know, in touch with your faith.
So, I totally agree with you. I totally agree.
I have prayed more in the past 2 years than I have in my entire life.
Absolutely, and it shows psychologically. People get better when they pray more. They're healthier when they pray more. It's real.
It's very real. It's almost like meditation. These things help, and so I would encourage everybody to pray to see the takedown of the evil people that are propagating this mess on us. And all we can do is what we're doing to try to make that come to fruition.
Well, I've asked you three times, as you say interesting things every time. That's why I always say it to smart guys and ladies, is what's the solution? What else is on your radar? How do we stop this? You keep going, God, 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 reaching out to God and then taking action with God's enlightenment and discernment God gives us. My dad always prayed a prayer when we were sitting around the table for dinner or whatever. He'd say, you know, please lead God and direct us to the nourishment of our bodies. Please help us be good stewards of our life and all the things you've given us. And you know, basically saying that, but we need to pray that God lead, guide, and direct us. We are the solution. God has given us the power and dominion over the earth, not the globalist. But we must exercise our birthright and our deed to this planet and to our destiny now. They're trying to tell you you're dirty, you're evil, you're bad for the earth. Turn it over, die, crawl in a hole. And our answer to swabbing them is, no, you want to die, you kill yourself. We're not going anywhere.
Absolutely. You know, it's just really... unbelievable was that the world has come to this at this point in time. So we really need to pray to God to help us and lead us and deliver us from this evil. And I think that will happen. Certainly, you know, the World Economic Forum, they hate all the Abrahamic religions. They hate Muslims. They hate Christians. They hate Jews. And any other religion, they, you know, their religion.
They hate God.
Political correctness is their religion. And they do hate God, and they think they want to try and be God.
And that's how we started the interview with that Muslim convert who's not the most articulate person I've ever heard. Everything he says is basically true. I mean, I got to get this guy on, Majid Nawaz.
Yeah, he's awesome. I love him.
They're really scared of him, by the way.
Saw him on Joe Rogan. He did a great job. They should be scared of him. This is, you know, uniting people like him and the Christians and the Jews, like Dr. Zelenko. We could all kind of combine forces together and work against the World Economic Forum. And that's what we need to do. So we need to all coordinate better.
Well, that's why they hate us, is we're identifying who really runs the show.
Correct.
And, you know, it's gotten to the point where I can't get into, you know, any details. But, I mean, I've talked to a lot of members of the Bilderberg Group, people that have gone, and I've had dinner with them and stuff recently. And I'm not going to talk about anything that happened, but they're not all bad. A lot of them just got into this for power, or they were already successful, so they got recruited. Now they know it's evil. And a lot of people are trying to figure out how to navigate out of this.
Yeah, that's the great thing, is how do they get out of it. It's kind of like the doctors in America. They're caught in this legal trap. You know, 99.9% of the doctors in America that recommended this poison for their patients, they're now stuck in a legal trap because a few months later they realize, hey, this is poison, they can't tell their patients that because then they'll get sued for malpractice.
Absolutely. I don't tell people the stuff about, hey, heads of state call me, former heads of intelligence agencies call me, billionaires call me. I'm not saying to go, ooh, I'm fancy. I'm saying we're not making this up. The smartest people, even in the system, agree with us and listen to the show. This show is the cutting edge of reality.
Absolutely, no question about it. InfoWars is the cutting edge of getting the truth out. And I really appreciate you guys doing that.
Well, it's not about. I want you to know, we appreciate you, Dr. Marble. It's the listeners need to know what they've done. Their work, their support paid off for humanity, okay? And now we're going into the thick of the battle, folks. I'm just saying, this is game time.
This is war. You know, if people don't realize that, this is a biological war. The bioterror war started in 2020. We know Dr. Death Fauci funded the creation of the COVID-19 virus and the poison. So this is bioterrorism. They unleashed bioterrorism on the world. We still have this denial. A lot of people just don't believe or understand that we are under biological war and have been for 2 years.
And that's why I said last night on the Sunday show, we need to understand we're all veterans of a bioweapon war. Every man, every woman, every child, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, Asian, gay, straight. You were all attacked by Fauci and the UN and the New World Order and Peter Daszak and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. They're bragging about it. They hit us with a bioweapon and then they countered it with another bioweapon. That's not a game, people.
Absolutely. Now, you had COVID, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you had it, I had it. So Dr. Death Fauci tried to murder both of us.
Listen, we are literally living during a bioweapon attack where they hit you with one part of it and the binary attack completion is the shot. It's on record, folks. You are all the victims of a bioweapon war. But we're not going to be victims. We're going to be overcomers, and we're going to bring them to justice. But realize, you are a victim of a bioweapon attack. You survived a bioweapon attack. Many of your friends and family didn't. And these people will pay! Or we are aiding and abetting their murders, and they will pay for what they've done!
They'll pay, for sure. No doubt about it. On Judgment Day, they'll all pay.
They will pay in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They will be defeated, and they will be brought low, and they will be broken for what they've done. Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, all of you, you will face judgment.
God. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.